And welcome back to an episode of the Conspiracy Me Boy Eli.
Me Joe.
And we're here to talk about the fact that none of one of us have gotten into the Marvel Telecom beta.
Yeah, I guess if you've been on FCC Twitter, besides the other news, we won't talk about that because we actually have something more interesting to talk about
I think it's just funny that everyone's like, man, only one person out of the 10 people I know that play fighting games was able to get into that beta.
Yeah, I think because you, I think as soon as you saw that the emails were going out for the beta for Tokon, you were like messaging me like, did you get it yet? Did you get it? And I'm like, I just sent you back.
I didn't send that. Did you get it yet? Did you get it yet? No. Even like a prolific fighting game content creators did not get in. I heard Brian F. didn't get in.
I don't know if Sajam got in. I remember him tweeting about it or something along the lines, right? But anyways... Right, speaking of fighting games.
There's another big news, because there's not much for us to talk about. Like, man, this is really sick that we couldn't get into beta, and, like, hopefully they can get us in next time. But, I mean, we played it at Evo, so it's fine. Is the recent announcement for the Street Fighter cast.
For the Street Fighter movie.
This is the third time they've done this now. Third Street Fighter movie, can we get it right the third time?
Third time is the charm, as they say, right?
Right. That worked for the Fantastic Four, didn't it?
Well, I mean, I felt like it worked well for the Fantastic Four. I just don't know box office-wise. But, you know, semantics, right? Anyways, right?
Then, I mean, the fourth one would be Fan-4-stick, though. The third one would be Fan-4-stick.
Oh, I guess, is that what you were implying?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess when you... Because I was thinking more of along the lines of an actual franchise kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Because, yes, the Tim Story movies had a sequel, but, like, at the end of the day, you know, nobody really...
It was all right.
They're all right. They're not, like, the definitive...
No.
...what you would want from a Fantastic Four movie.
And then we don't talk about Fan-4-Stick.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do an episode about, like, all the stuff that went wrong with that movie.
I think there's plenty of people that have already talked about that, the behind-the-scenes craziness that happened in that movie, but... If there's really nothing to talk about in the news cycle, then we'll put it on the docket.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right,
Yeah, so they announced the full cast, and this has always been a This movie, right, has been on a lot of people's minds. Not because of, like, whether the quality of the movie was going to be good or not, because that's always up for debate, right? You gotta wait till you see the movie. But more of, like, the people they've gotten cast. And it's not the fact that they got, big name... They didn't get big name actors. They did. But it's, like, it's for... The actors they got seem to be very weird when it comes to the characters they're portraying. Right? Because I think the first character that was ever announced was Akuma. Right? And how that's being played by WWE superstar Roman Reigns.
It's definitely weird, right? Because, I mean, Roman Reigns, I think his other movie was what? He played a bit cameo in the Rock's movie, the
Hobbs and Shaw,
the spinoff for Fast and Furious, right? I think he plays a bit of a role there, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, sure, you're gonna be on this. The Rock is your cousin.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, like, sure, nepotism.
In the wrestling business, say it ain't so, because we have another nepo baby.
Oh, I mean, is Cody really a nepo baby though?
He's the son of the American Dream.
Yeah, but, like, when you look at his history, though, in the wrestling entertainment business, right?
Okay, yeah, he had to work for it.
He really had to work hard. But anyways, yes, that's the other thing, some of these announcements. I think that was another big one that came out, like, a couple months ago, that Cody Rhodes, another WWE wrestler.
Yeah. The American Nightmare.
Yeah, he has a whole straight-up tattoo on his neck and everything. He is being chosen to play as Guile in this movie, which, I mean...
Everyone was like, American soldier dude, American Nightmare, I guess.
Yeah, blonde guy, you know, like, sure,
No, I love how when it was first announced, someone commented, I don't know who it was, but I remember liking it, that he should have played Cody.
As in the Street Fighter character, Cody.
As in the Final Fight character, Cody. And I'm like, oh my god, that makes so much sense. Aside from the name, that makes so much sense. They look very much alike.
Yeah, you're not wrong. That would have been a very funny, like, Cody Rhodes is Cody. It's like, he's playing himself? That's a little weird.
It'll loop back around because the times we just went by Cody.
Yeah, so, you know, it's obviously,
yeah.
You get casting like that. I mean, 50 Cent is in this movie as Balrog, the
yeah.
boxer guy. I mean, I can go down through the...
Yeah, just go down through the list, because some of them are like, I'm interested in seeing. Some of them are like, okay, what's up with this? Because, you know, there's this ongoing talk about how casting is done. And I feel like you can add on to that more than I can. And it's both interesting and a bit sad, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, we have... Because, I'm going to be honest, some of these are going to be... a bit of like, who the hell is this in my brain?
Yeah.
So Noah Centineo as Ken Masters, who I believe he played the Atom Smasher in
Black Adam
movie.
Yeah.
You're
about to say Black Shazam.
I mean, kind of is though.
Yeah,
he
kind of is.
He's Shazam, but he wears all black.
Yeah.
It's like calling Shadow Black Sonic. Because he is.
Yeah, he technically is a blind. No, I guess.
But anyways, Andrew Koji as Ryu. I don't think I've ever heard of Andrew Koji.
I believe he's in the show Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kalina Liang as Chun-Li.
I don't recall that name at all.
No, that's one, obviously. I love how they use Roman Reigns' government name, Joe Anoa'i. Because he's Samoan. As Akuma, you have David Dasilmachin. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm sorry.
But he's like the polka dot man. Like, he's a recognizable face.
Yeah, he is M. Bison.
Yeah.
Cody
Which
Rhodes.
Is really weird for me.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes, as you mentioned, is Guile. Andrew Schultz, who is a comedian, is playing Dan Hibiki, which is interesting.
Very strange.
Yeah, like, I mean, Dan, if you know him from the Street Fighter universe, he's a joke character. Like, he's kind of just...
He's there for the laughs, but not like... He's not comedic.
Yeah, it's pretty much like...
He doesn't say funny things.
He is just a very, I wouldn't say sad character, but...
No. If you wanted to know a good way to sum up Dan, who Dan is, Dan Hibiki, is the guy who thinks he's all that.
But
he really isn't.
Yeah.
Even when he's put in the situation where that's going to prove that he is not all that, somehow he comes out on top.
Yeah.
Somehow!
We have Eric Andre as a background character, I believe you said it, Don Savage.
Yeah, he's the dude in yellow that shows up. I was wondering who that was, and apparently it's just like I'm gonna go look through the Street Fighter Wiki, right? And
like, I guess, is he supposed to be like Balrog's manager? Is that
I think that's who he's supposed to be, and I'm just like, who is this character?
Yeah, because if anything, it's one of those things of, like, this is a guy that actually has a full, like, actual name. He isn't just, like, random bit character number two or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very interesting, right? You have Vidya Jamala, I don't know. Again, sorry for the pronunciation, but he's supposed to be playing Dalsum, which, you know, that's cool, Dalsum in a movie. Hopefully you get to see his stretchy abilities, because I don't think we've ever seen that in anything ever.
So he is indeed in the... he's in the game. But there is, like, some level of, Well, he's from Street Fighter V? What? He's a ring announcer?
Okay.
I thought he was a... Okay, so, like, they're basically this... They just look a lot... He's basically... It looks like he's just basically playing Jimmy Hart.
But, yeah.
A lot of my wrestling knowledge is coming out today.
Yeah, you boomer. Anyways... obviously, like I mentioned before, 50 Cent is Balrog. You got Jason
Smith. I think that was one of the first announcements too, isn't it?
Yeah, which is one of those things of like, okay, I kind of get it, but also at the same time, it's just like, isn't this dude like 50?
Probably.
Like, I'm not saying that you need to be of a certain age to play a boxer guy, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess to be fair, we are getting a match between Mayweather and Mike Tyson. Soonish.
Yeah.
So I guess you don't have to be young to box.
No, what I'm getting at.
So.
But I will say, like, I mean, he's been in the boxing movie. He's been in the movie Southpaw with Jake Gyllenhaal, and I could see it work. It's just like,
It feels like a casting decision you would have made 20 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's also just one of those things where, like, I mean, I guess you need a name, sure.
Yeah, and speaking of names, obviously, Jason Momoa as Blanca.
That is so weird.
I can understand why you would think that's weird, but at the same time, this is a guy who's going to be playing Lobo in the DC universe
that's
soon.
That's fair. Yeah.
Like, you know, like...
Like, he does have that characteristics of, like, wild man.
Yeah, I mean, let me look at his hair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, at the same time, though, it is going to be kind of interesting to see, him, like, in green skin and orange hair.
That's if they decided to make him, like, you know, like...
A wild man?
Well, no. I mean, like, just the full fit, you know, the green and the orange hair.
Right.
Like, him actually painting himself kind of stuff.
Hey, listen, man. They did it for the first Street Fighter movie.
Yeah, but that wasn't even supposed to be, like, Jimmy. That was supposed to be... What's his name?
It was Charlie.
Charlie. And I'm like, what? No. What's wrong?
Hey, listen, man, that was the Wild West of making video game movies.
They literally threw darts
at the wall just to see what stuck, right?
Yeah.
Especially
if you hear, like, the development for that movie. Oh, my God. It's just so nuts.
Anyways, Orville Peck, I don't know who that is, plays Vega.
I looked it up because he's like, a musician / actor from South Africa.
It's certainly interesting playing a Spanish man, but all right, you know, sure, I'll let it play. I'll let it play.
You let it play.
Oliver Reichter's as Zangief.
I don't recall that name.
Yeah, but it's cool to get Zangief. I was wondering if we were going to get Zangief.
The grapplers out there.
Yeah, Hiroki Gato as E-Honda. So some sumo representation, I love that, right?
Yeah.
Rania Valdendingham?
That's the best I can do.
Yeah, as Julie, which you told me is one of the dolls.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Is she one of the dolls that's related to T-Hawk? Because there's one doll that's related to T-Hawk in the story.
Mm. But yeah. Anyways, you have Alexander Volkanovsky as Joe, which you also told me before we started recording was actually one of the original characters from Street Fighter 1, the first one. So, you know, that's kind of cool. You know, get some Street Fighter 1 representation, right? Kyle Mooney, who's from SNL, playing Marvin, who is, we didn't find anything on that guy, so I'm guessing it's just an original background character for The Last, right? And then you have,
Julie is the wife of T-Hawk.
Okay, that's cool. But no T-Hawk in this movie, though.
Why?
I mean, I was gonna say we're sticking with the original 8 World Warriors, but...
Then you got Cammy.
Yeah, you got Cammy, and you got fucking Akuma. So it's clearly not doing that.
No, it's not.
but anyway, last person on the list that was announced was Mel Jarnson as Cammy, who we did some research. She played Natira in the Mortal Kombat movie.
And she's going up.
Yeah, you know, she's...
They're clearly going to be playing the dolls aspect.
Yeah, probably, honestly. But anyways, the other big thing coming out of, you know, the whole announcement of basically the full cast was... We got an actual plot synopsis.
It's a period movie, kind of.
Kind of, right, yeah. Like, because that was the other thing, too, because we were wondering, when they first announced they were getting a new Street Fighter movie, it's like, all right, how much are they adapting? Because we've seen two different adaptations of Street Fighter, right?
Yeah.
The original back in the 90s with Ron Julia as M. Bison, you had...
Best cast.
Yeah, truly. No one can top him. God rest his soul. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Did it for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
For the family, right?
Yeah.
And then you had
Morrison, the guy who played Guile.
Yeah, I was about to say, speaking of the guy who played Guile, why am I forgetting his name?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme, a freaking French man playing an American? All right, whatever. But anyways, because that movie was pretty much just, like, super weird, especially if you're, like, into the Street Fighter lore. I mean, I get it at the time that you're kind of just making up whatever they wanted. But it's just so weird seeing, like, Guile be, the main guy, the main character.
Well, that wasn't even, like, a U.S. thing. That was just Capcom.
Yeah, and I think that's partially because, do you think it's because Capcom as a Japanese company were like, well, this is an American movie, so clearly the American guy should be the main character, right?
Probably. Like a lot of the things about, like, that original Capcom, that first movie, like, there's interviews and discuss, and, like, you know, like, a lot of the, like, videos and stuff. About the making of that movie and how, like, Capcom really wanted it to do a lot more than what the directors wanted. Because there's an interview with the director, and he was like, because Capcom wanted to put everyone from Street Fighter 2 in that game. Because, T-Cock's in the movie, but he's only there for, like, 5 scenes.
Yeah, I was about to say, that movie definitely does overload you with so many of the Street Fighter characters. I mean, hell, does Fei Long show up in that movie? I think he does, right?
I think he does. I don't recall.
But pretty much, like, by the end of the movie,
if
has
not,
all the characters.
It's that random Japanese dude who's, like, in the movie.
Yeah, like, straight, like, you know, I just realized there's no Sagat in this casting. I'm very concerned now. No Sagat.
In that, you're right. I just now noticed there is no Sagat.
Yeah, how are you going to have Shadow do stuff with no Sagat? I mean, like, yeah.
He's not Shadow now.
Yeah, but we're talking about where this movie set in the timeline. Yeah, yeah. But anyways, right. It gets back on topic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Street Fighter 1, the first one.
Yeah, the first movie.
Yeah, it was just a clusterfuck.
It was. Because, like, the director in the interview, as I was saying, he wanted it just to focus on 7 characters. He used the idea of, like, the 7 samurai, the Magnificent 7, the 7 dwarves, because people can only remember up to 7 main characters. Which I'm like, fair, because at least it dials down what was it, like 11? How many characters were in the original Street Fighter 2 game?
Well, I think it was 8.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's why they're the original 8 World Warriors, right? But I think by the time the movie came out, you had definitely more.
Yeah, because they included Cammy, they included T-Hawk, they included...
M-Bison.
M-Bison. They also... Well, M-Bison was in Street Fighter 2.
But he wasn't a playable character.
That's fair.
But anyways, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't think Sagat was a playable character in the first...
He wasn't.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know. Yeah. Point being, right? Sagat was in that movie too, right? Yeah, I think Balrog and Vega weren't...
Like, they were in the movie. Balrog is a good guy. DJ was a bad guy.
Yeah, that was...
The complete opposite of what they were, alignment-wise.
Yeah, definitely weird.
Yeah, and that's because, like, a lot of the things was, like, director being made to, like, include them. Because Balrog only is in there for a little bit, and he's just kind of in there randomly.
Yeah.
It was, like, Chun-Li's camera guy?
If I recall the plot, like, she was a news reporter, but she was secretly part of Interpol, right? I think so. I don't know. But either way, she was secretly being a news reporter because she wanted to get revenge for her dad on Bison,
yeah.
Right? But yeah, did you keep going?
Yeah, so stuff like that's what kind of come in, and there's even like rumors of stories of like having to go back and reshoot some scenes that included like the moves, the Hadoukens and stuff.
Doing the actual moves, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like this is a fighting game movie, no one's
doing the actual special moves, right?
Yeah.
It's all, I mean, yeah, we're doing a bunch of the punches and the kicks, but no one's actually doing anything. I think the closest you kind of get is Bison being able to fly, but it's not really a psycho crusher, so.
No, and then, like, there's that one scene, like, it never registered me that it was supposed to be Hadouken, because it was, like, so bad. It's like when Vega and Ryu are fighting, and there's a moment of, like, a white flash that's supposed to indicate Fireball. And I like people like, oh, that's cool, they acknowledge it. And I'm just like, that's all lame.
That is somehow lamer than Dragon Ball Evolution's version of the Kamehameha.
I argue that one is still pretty bad.
I mean,
it does the exact opposite of what Kamehameha is supposed to do.
Yes, but I would argue the fact that it's just a blink and you'll miss it is even worse. Because at least the Dragon Ball Evolution movie builds up what the Kamehameha is, right? It's like, oh, you must learn the Kamehameha. It's a super powerful technique. And obviously it fell.
But it's like a gust of wind.
Yes, but
it pushes you forward instead of pushing you back because it's a burst of energy.
This is like the 1998 Godzilla movie, American-made Godzilla movie,
yeah.
where Godzilla looks like he's breathing fire, but he's just blowing air, roaring, and it just causes explosions of cars in front of people.
That's a better analogy.
Because that's basically what this Hadouken is. Because it's like, you could like maybe squint and maybe see that's a reference, but it's clearly not, right? It's like...
No, it was supposed to be, but like they clearly didn't have the technology or the knowledge of how to do it right.
Yeah, but yeah, wasn't this... Well, how about to say, didn't this movie come out during Jurassic Park? What the hell?
They didn't have Jurassic Park money.
Fair enough, I guess. Capcom wasn't loaded back then. But anyways.
They didn't have Resident Evil money yet.
Well, listen, they had Street Fighter money, but it clearly wasn't enough to make a good movie.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But anyways, the second movie was The Legend of Chun-Li, which was pretty much the whole backstory on Chun-Li.
I don't remember much of that movie, aside from, like, Bison being...
like a weird billionaire guy?
Weird billionaire white guy.
You had Michael Clark Duncan as Balrog, which honestly...
that was like... That's peak casting.
If they managed to get a sequel out of that, that would have been cool to see him, like, continue on doing that stuff. But, God, that's peak casting.
Yeah, they had Gen, too, now that I remember. But he was played by the guy who played, what's his name? The main character from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah, I don't...
Liu Kang.
Yeah.
I don't remember the actor's name, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know. That's pretty funny. But, anyways, that movie was obviously received very poorly just because it was boring.
It was boring and just, like... like, what?
Yeah, like...
Charlie Nash is in the movie.
Yeah.
And so is Steve Viper. They're like partners or whatever. I'm like, they're nothing like the characters they are. It's so sad.
The only memorable thing about that movie is the quote-unquote post-credit scene where, like, I think because Chun-Li's working for Interpol now, it's like, we need you to look out for this guy. Guy in Japan called Ryu, you know?
Ryu something. And I'm just like, that's bad.
But anyways, to get to the actual meat of the content of, like, the plot synopsis for this movie.
Yeah.
Reading it straight from the Hollywood Reporter. Set in 1993, which I believe is the release date of the original Street Fighter 2. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Strange
Street Fighters, Ryu, and Ken Masters are thrown back into combat when the mysterious Chun-Li recruits them for the next World Warrior Tournament. A brutal clash of fists, fate, and fury. But behind this battle royale lies a deadly conspiracy that forces them to face off against each other and the demons of their past. And if they don't, it's game over.
So the game came out in 1991. Street Fighter II Champion Edition came out in 92. And then Hyper Fighting...
I'm going to assume was 93...
Arcade-wise, it was still 92, NES 93.
Yeah, so, you know, basically, yeah, it's a period piece set in what is essentially the hype of Street Fighter 2.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's pretty...
If you are someone who's never, like, kept up with Street Fighter, has only known it for 2, not has watched Street Fighter 3, you know, with the godlike moment of Evil Moment 37...
Well, I mean, I was going to say, if you haven't played fighting games, but you kind of know about them, Street Fighter 2, or just Street Fighter in general is the one you know the most.
It's either Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat, and Tekken just in the corner.
A little bit over there. I just like, what's they doing over there?
And like, Virtual Fighter is like, I was relevant for a very long time.
It was, Virtual Fighter was just like... Everybody remembers it being like, oh, this is amazing. This is where video games are at. This is graphics. We can't get better than this.
You're not wrong. It's literally in the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
And like there's a moment where like it's been referenced in like TV shows and movies.
Yeah,
because like it was that impressive
of 3D graphics at the time. Right?
Yeah.
It's like there's no going back, right? This is the peak.
I think it was an episode of CSI Miami or some shit.
Listen, the only...
Law and Order or whatever.
The only episode of any of those crime shows I remember was fucking... I think it's Ice Cube?
Ice-T.
Talking about fucking Sid Meier's Civilization V's Brave New World expansion patch. That was... I don't know why. That's just a funny bit.
You know, it'd be funny if he actually does play Civilization.
I think... He's a gamer, isn't he, Ice-T? He played a guy in Gears of War 3,
yeah.
I was about
to
say Guilty Gear. I'm like, why am I thinking Guilty Gear? Oh, right, because we're talking about fighting games.
No, yeah, so like, yeah, I get where you're coming from. It makes sense that it's been 93, because it's the peak of like Street Fighter 2 interest, because no one remembers 1.
God, no, I didn't even know what the hell 1 looked like until the angry video game nerd showed me what Street Fighter 1 looked like when it was called Fighting Street.
Yeah, and then I got to try it out in the 30th collection, 30th anniversary collection, and I'm like, oh.
This is ass.
Oh, this is bad. This is, like, really bad.
Yeah, it's like, no wonder nobody talks about Street Fighter 1.
It's like, And, like, granted, it's from, like, an era where, like, we haven't reached that moment yet.
Yeah.
Like idea of, like, what a fighting game could be. Like, yeah, it's like Street Fighter 2 isn't the first fighting game ever, but it's the one that broke the mold.
It's the one that, yeah, it's pretty
set
much
the standard.
Yeah, it's every single fighting game traces its lineage back to Street Fighter 2,
mm-hmm.
right? But anyways, now knowing what the plot is,
I'm a little more confident in it, especially if they decide to go with more like of a 90s vibe to it, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone should feel like it's like straight from the 90s, which would make total sense. I don't know how this is going to be pulled off, to be honest.
Well, I think the main issue is just the characters we have.
Yeah.
That have been announced. It's like, yeah, you got the World Warriors and it all makes sense here, right?
Yeah.
But like, then you have Akuma, and that's the one that really sort of, like, throws a wrench in this thing. Because if it was basically just, yeah, it's Ryu and Ken, Chun-Li, and basically going out to fight Shadaloo, and they're having to participate in the Street Fighter tournament, or I guess the World Warrior tournament, as they're calling it here. It's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Basic tournament movie, turns out, you know, Shadaloo bad guys are here, and, you know, they fight for a bit, right?
Yep.
You know, that makes sense. But then you throw Akuma in here,
who's like, I wouldn't say a plot important character, but his presence is always felt and known throughout the games.
Yeah, like he's like obviously in the games and the originals, he's kind of like a secret boss, and he's like, who the hell is this guy? Like he's like an evil like Ryu or whatever, and then you learn the backstory. Like he's, you know, like Akuma is like kind of like a force of nature. Like
yeah.
He's not like a bad guy per se, but he's very much like, I'm so involved in my training of skills, I will kill people.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything to reach that peak.
Yes. And, you know, that's for Ryu, you know, like, he's, you know, like, he wants Ryu to be the same because they have the same fighting technique, right? They, you know, he killed Ryu's master and everything, right?
Yeah. He sees Ryu as, like, a great potential combatant.
Yeah, and he wants to push him to the edge, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, Ryu's like, oh, I must be stronger.
He's like, I will find my strength differently.
Yeah. But anyways, it's just, that adds it into the mix, especially given the line that it's like demons of the past. Like, oh, okay, well, that's talking about Akuma.
It's Akuma, yeah.
That's straight up like Akuma's gonna have a very, very plot relevant.
His name literally means demon, I think, in Japanese, and in Japan they call him Goki.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it means like ogre or something.
I don't remember. But anyways, you know, that throws a wrench into the whole thing, in my opinion. Like,
not just that, it's just the number of characters we have to deal with.
Like, granted, it's not as bad as freaking the first movie, but it's still a lot.
It's a lot. And, like, granted, I think what's going to end up happening is that most of them are just going to be there just to be there.
Which is the main problem of the first movie.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
well, no, the first movie is also just, like, they're all just kind of being thrown out there. Like, the writer has to find a way to get involved them in there. Here,
yeah.
At least it makes a little more sense. Cause it's
I guess, yeah, now that I think about it, because Ryu and Ken in the first movie were, like, a bunch of, like, peddlers and stuff,
yeah.
Right? Like, they're con artists, and they get wrapped up in this whole battle against the evil Shadows, and it's like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, you know?
Ken, can you get us out of here? You have money, right?
It's like, dude, I don't have money in this version, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not the son of a rich man here. we're just two bunch of con men doing random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's, because, I mean, I think we've talked before, at least between ourselves, of, like, what could a potential, like, Street Fighter movie could have been, or could be, and we kind of just went with, like, doing simple.
Simple
is the name of the game.
Simple is the name of the game. You can branch off as much as you want, but simplicity is always going to be the best, especially for something that is so much stuff that goes on into a game like this.
Especially with the lore of Street Fighter, like,
yeah.
It gets wacky. I mean, freaking, you got, like, characters like,
I'm thinking of Hakan,
well,
the oil wrestler.
Yeah, and you got, Urien, and then the whole thing with, what's his name? Guy with the angel wings, blue and red.
Oh, Gil.
Gil, right? Gil.
Yeah. Oh, he would have been so cool to see.
And Seth and stuff, and it's like,
you would have loved to see Gil, though. You,
I think Gil would have been pretty freaking cool to look at. Just because he, you know, like,
such an imposing figure.
Yeah, like, it's the whole thing, right? But yeah, there's just so many different characters. I mean, heck, even talking about, like, Street Fighter 6 and, you know, all the characters we have there now and stuff, like, point is, there's just, like, at the end of the day, you have all these varying crazy characters and shenanigans. Like, this isn't, like, Mortal Kombat, I think, still, like, the first one, not the remake or whatever, still does it right in terms of, like, okay, you're making a movie off of a fighting game, just simplify it down, it's a fighting game tournament, like, it's a fighting tournament, and, you know, you gotta fight each other to, like, win a big prize or whatever,
yeah.
Something like that. Obviously, Mortal Kombat goes with, like, the, you know, we're doing this to protect Earthrealm, you know, like, you die in the tournament, blah, 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 right? Like, that, they made it simple, all right? And Street Fighter could have done that, because obviously the first one isn't really a fighting tournament at all. It's like, I am Bison. I'm a terrorist leading Shadow League organization.
It's G.I. Joe.
Yeah, it's G.I. Joe. I was about to say, you got literally American hero Guile has to face off against international terrorists to save the world, you know. Second, you know, Legend of Chun-Li, just obviously, it's Chun-Li's backstory, but it's so boring, right? And here, like, it looks like we are getting a tournament story, like, with the hidden elements and stuff, but then it's just the characters we have here.
I feel it's gonna be overbloated.
Yeah. That's what it sort of feels like it's gonna lead into.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, nothing about it just gives you, like, I don't know, man. Like when we were thinking about what it could be for, we just, like, just keep it Ken and Ryu and the randos from Street Fighter 1.
Yeah, pretty much. Just have it be, like, this tournament. Maybe throw... I mean, Sagat's in the first one anyway.
Sagat's in the first one. Just have, like... I say keep, like, Sagat, Ryu, Ken, Gen, because he's also in that game, and, like, Adon. That's five characters. Really, you only got to focus on, like, three or four.
Yeah, and it's just a tournament. You go through your dukes. Maybe you have the finals either be Ken versus Ryu... because it's like, you know, brother versus brother, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, maybe have, like, the first 30 minutes just be their origin with each other training, right?
Yeah, then the next hour and a half be, like, the tournament itself.
Yeah, like, you flash forward, you know, they meet again as adults, they get to this tournament, blah, 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 right? Like, you could work a story there, because at the end, it's simple. Like, I think the audience would rather have a simple movie with decent characters here and there instead of just having a bunch of characters for the fan service, right?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what it is, honestly.
It does feel like that very much.
Like, it's like, we can't have a Street Fighter movie without Akuma, because he's cool, right?
And I love Akuma.
You main Akuma.
I do.
You know, and it's like, why is he here?
I am very much like, why is he here? Why is Akuma here? Like, if I were to do this movie, you know, I'm just saying, I would have done, like, a post-credit scene.
Yeah, and I think I would agree with you on that front of, like, you just tease Akuma.
That's it.
Like, he's that much of an aura character, you don't need him to be, like, an actual presence until when he needs to be.
Yeah. Or like that one, like, animated Street Fighter movie where he's, like, just shows up, poses, says, Ryu, you're not strong enough, and walks away. That's good. That's Ilani.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I think the other thing, too... is just, I think we mentioned it a bit as we were announcing the casting, is just sort of like, who are these people?
Exactly. Some though, like, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing.
I mean, people were probably saying this when, The Force Awakens came out, right?
Yeah.
Of like, who the hell is Daisy Ridley?
Who the hell is John Boyega?
Right. Oscar Isaac? I think I know him from somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Adam Driver? Who is this handsome man?
Was he on that HBO show with the girls, I think, is what it's called?
Yeah.
That's weird. Why is he here?
Yeah, yeah. But, and, like, they... Well, I mean, like, the product itself was a little...
Well, the end result by the end of it was sort of just disappointing, obviously.
Yeah.
But...
like, they're known now.
Yeah, there's clear, like, taking advantage of unknown actors and having them be the best for the roles. Like, I mean, hell, Tom Holland as Spider-Man in the MCU, right?
Yeah.
He went through a whole bunch of stuff. Like, he kind of had a bit of bits of roles here and there as a kid. I think, I remember, like, maybe his most biggest role was, like, being some kid in, like, a movie based off of those tsunamis back in 2005. I forget the name of the movie.
With Ewan McGregor?
I think so.
Yeah, no, that's the one I'm thinking about, too.
I
can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it either. But pretty much, yeah, it's based off a true story. Whatever. Anyways, that was, like, his biggest role before Spider-Man.
And then he landed Spider-Man.
Yeah, like...
And look at him now. He can't escape Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, he's escaped Spider-Man for a good couple years, you know?
Yeah.
But now he's coming back. He's coming back.
It's funny because, like, he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
But, like, he can't escape the role of Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, that was the whole point of casting a young actor like him. It's yeah. like, we need you to be Spider-Man, not just for 3 movies. We need you to be Spider-Man for a while because you're the big ticket, baby.
You're the big ticket.
That's the moneymaker right there.
He is indeed the moneymaker. He's the literal face of Marvel.
Quite literally. But anyways, right, like, you get some of these actors, and I think this is something you've seen a lot when it's talked about, of some actors being chosen not because of their acting talent, but because of how many followers they have on, like, social media, like Instagram. And
yeah, that's
like
been
that.
a hot discussion recently.
That's been a thing that's been talked about a lot, of, like, people being cast. Because I think, gosh, I can't remember who it was, but it was, like, some sort of influencer that they wanted to be in a movie. I just can't remember what it was. I don't think it was for, I want to say it was for Sinners, but I don't think it was. I could be wrong, though. But anyways, it's been happening a lot, and I think that's what some of this stuff, at least some of the casting is, like, what was his name? Andrew Schultz being Dan Hibiki, which, if we're going to keep talking about characters being in a movie, like, Dan
definitely doesn't need to be in the movie.
Like, listen, I like Dan as a fun side character.
I like Dan, too.
He's a goofy goof, but, like, his main story thing, guess what? His main story thing is trying to get revenge for his father, who was killed by Sagat, who's not in this movie. So why the hell is he here?
He's there for comic relief.
Yeah, but
that's
if I want...
lame.
Like, all right, listen, if we're going to have two comedians, Kyle Mooney from SNL and this Andrew Schultz guy...
You're also forgetting Eric Andre.
Eric Andre is in this movie too, which, again, don't get me wrong, I love him. I love the Eric Andre show. It's freaking hilarious. He's truly just an out.
You said
dude.
If you found him in the street doing something from Eric Andre, you'd be like,
I would totally just be like, I want to be a part of this. I don't care what you need me to do. I want to be a part of this.
I will hold a damn camera for you.
I will listen. I'll get shot for you for real.
Well, maybe not that.
Maybe not that, but you know, it's pretty much like you got what. So yeah, that's just weird. And again, I talked about the 50 Cent casting, which is like, I kind of get it, but like, I feel like a decision he would have made like 20 years ago, you know?
Then you have, well, even then, that one at least makes sense, because it's supposed to be set like in the 90s.
Fair enough, but it's not,
so
like they're gonna, not like they're going to de-age 50 Cent to look younger.
No.
Like he was,
and then
the
you
90s.
Have like two wrestling wrestlers with Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
Which is weird.
Is very weird. Like, you can justify it, because, like, yeah, like, Roman can do opposing aura.
I was going to say, like, both of those guys are essentially the top stars in WWE right now, right? Like, you know, like, yeah, sure, they're the faces of the WWE right now, so it makes sense if you want to pick these dudes, right? Also, I mean, Roman should have experience with playing a Japanese man, like his uncle did it before, Yokozuna, so, you know, like,
yep.
he just needs to watch that film again, right? It's like, alright, I got this, I'll do Yokozuna proud.
For the bloodline.
For the bloodline, for the family. You know? And Cody, it just feels like, who's the guy, who's a famous actor who can play a blonde man who's very patriotic about himself? Cody Rhodes over there. He literally calls himself the American Nightmare. Let's get him.
He's going to be talking about family, man.
He is a family man.
He is indeed a family man.
I think he just had a second kid.
He did.
But I mean,
oh my God, they get his wife in there to play Gal's wife?
I mean, yes, but I mean, you know, that'd be funny. But I was going to say, at least with Cody, like, at least I can maybe trust him to play a decent guy, because he has mentioned he's a fan of video games. I mean, he's a big fan of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, there's a. I think I saw an image of him dressed up as a...
Snake. Yeah, but...
From Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, so, you know, I trust Cody will do his research and, you know, be guile.
Yeah.
Pull off a good guile, but, like, at the same time, it's just weird.
It's weird, because, you know, it's like they did it because of the attention it would grab.
Yeah, and I feel like it's one of those things of, like, like, once they saw those announcements, I'm like, are we sure WWE isn't secretly producing this movie?
Right.
Like, because, you know, they used to do a lot of their own movies back in the day, right? The Marine with John Cena, I think. Didn't Triple H have his own movie?
Yeah, it was like The Chaperone.
Yeah.
I remember watching that. I think it was on a trip to, like, a school trip kind of thing.
Yeah, all I know really is funny. That CM Punk had great ammo against that movie. You know?
He did. I remember those.
But anyways.
Even then, I was like, I feel like if you wanted to do like a Russian wrestler, I think WWE has a Russian wrestler kind of character.
Isn't it Rusev? Or
yeah. Looks like Zangief too. Like I've seen his recent image. He's like a bald, big white dude with a big beard.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's Zangief right there.
I think he just doesn't have the height. They want the big height.
Yeah, that's probably it. But you can't get him that high.
I mean, yeah, I was about to say, like, if the Big Show was maybe younger, he could do...
He could probably do it.
Zangief. Hell, maybe back in the night. Hell, if they made a Street Fighter movie in the 80s, it would have been fucking Andre the Giant.
It would have been... Oh my god, that would have been great.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what Zangief is based off of anyway.
No, not Zangief, it's Hugo.
Oh, Hugo. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's Hugo. He would have been an amazing Hugo.
Oh my god, that would have been cool.
That was so cool.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Point being...
It's just really weird casting, and it's like, it's kind of this... It doesn't surprise me if, especially it's considering it's a big budgeted movie.
They want as many seats in the door as possible.
So who gets the most seats right now would be like all the people on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, like TikTok.
Yeah.
It's the social media stuff.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to sound like boomers or anything. It's just like, man, I feel like if you wanted to do that, at least maybe get someone who's like good.
or like proven.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue the same thing happened with the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they got Chris Pratt and, what's
Jack
her name?
Black and then Anna Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, who are all, like, pretty big on social media. I mean, to be fair, Chris Pratt's an established star at that point, right?
Yeah, however you feel about him.
But, I mean, obviously people are also fine with, like, Charlie Day as Luigi, because, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah, that works for me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Keegan Michael Key was Toad, which is
weird,
but like, he did a good Toad.
He was all right.
He was a good Toad.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, at the same time, we say this, right, of like, with Jack Black, amazing Bowser.
No, we all knew that was going to be.
Yeah, we knew that was good because we also know Jack Black. Yeah, he's popular, but he's also a good actor.
Yeah.
He's an amazing actor.
He's right? Also good at voice roles.
Yeah.
He's proven that more than once.
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah.
But... You know, main point being is that, again, like, Roman Reigns, like, only other movie, as far as I know, was being a big character in the Shaws and Hobbs movie, which is, I mean, he just played himself in that movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So, it's gonna be weird, because it's like, how much...
But it still falls into that issue of, like, it feels like we're just, you know, getting for the trends, and, like, a lot of times it's like, because, who was it? Was it Mia Farrow? Or, like, Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Yeah.
Right? That's her name?
I think so.
Because there's that story I remember hearing about, like, how she wanted to, like, get off of social media, but her, like, managers told her no because it's, like, that's where a lot of the casting decisions are.
I don't think Mia Farrow's
the name. No, it's not the name, but, no. It's Mia something. I think, I don't remember. Basically, that's kind of like what I've...
Maya Ray Thurman Hawke? Is that what you're talking about?
Maya Hawke, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically, like, it was some female actress who was, like, she wanted to get off of social media because, like, sometimes it can be toxic, you know, you want to do a cleanse kind of stuff, which is fine, because mental health and all that good stuff, but, like, she was also told, like, that would be a bad idea because it could maybe ruin your chance of getting into another roles, because nowadays they do look at, like, you know, social media follows.
Yeah, like you said, she mentioned that some producers cast based on actors' collective Instagram following. You have this many followers, you can get the movie funded, blah, blah, blah. That's sort of her...
okay, yeah.
That's sort of the, her, you know...
That's kind of suckish.
Yeah, you know...
And who knows, maybe these actors will do a good job. I'm gonna keep an open mind.
No, absolutely. Like I said earlier, like, I know Cody's a big fan of video games. I could totally see him doing his research on... playing Guile well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although, I'm going to be honest, if we were going to get a wrestler to play a character in Street Fighter, they should have called in the boy, Kenny Omega.
Oh, you're not wrong. That man loves Street Fighter.
He's done so much with Street Fighter. It's kind of weird that if Capcom is, like, still pretty involved in the movie, it's like, why didn't they get Kenny Omega in here?
They got him to be...
They got him for the announcement of the season... like, three characters from Street Fighter 6, where he just dressed up as all the characters.
Yeah, he dressed up Sagat, he dressed up as Steve Viper,
Alex. Ingrid.
Such a strange choice to bring in back, but alright.
Hey, sure. Listen, I'm all for it. You know, fuck it.
You like it because she's basically Athena from KOF.
Well, I also just like to see a character that's been locked away on old games for so long be brought back in a new game. It's what happened with Akira in Street Fighter V. People were fucking hyped for Akira.
Yeah, they were, but it's also like, just comes for the worst one, though.
Really? Rival Schools is the worst to you?
No, I'm talking about Ingrid.
Oh, I mean, okay, alright, fair enough.
I wanted Remy from Street Fighter 3, because that shit would have been funny.
I mean, I think most people are really upset because they really wanted Makoto, because it's been kind of a while since we've seen Makoto.
Yeah, I haven't seen her since 4.
Yeah, so, you know, I can understand that.
Yep.
I mean, I got my boy Sagat, so I've been cleansed. I feel great. You know, like, let's keep going. Sure, throw Sakura back in there. You know, I'd be down for Sakura to show up again.
You know, it'll be a lot later, though.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's about as much we can say, I feel like, for
the Street Fighter movie? Yeah, yeah, like, right now, it's a lot of speculation. Well, we know, basically, what the plot of the movie should be. But now, with seeing the characters and the cast, right, it's sort of just like, how well is this going to work out?
Exactly.
Like, is the third time the charm thing going to really work out here?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, well, my hope for it is that it's just going to be a fun movie.
And I think that's probably what some people are hoping for, too. Like,
can it can at least be, like, fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, it comes out in October of next year, so there's still quite a bit more time. I think they're filming right now.
Yeah, I know. As soon as they made the announcement, they started filming.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where it all leads to, right? But, I mean, that's all I got.
Yeah. We'll wait and see. Well, I mean, we're going to talk about it when it comes out. Don't worry about that, guys. If you enjoy what you heard, be sure to follow us on all this social media, subscribe, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, have them on Instagram, where you like find a link to all the podcasts we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. And a link to the YouTube for all you audio listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe on there. And a Patreon for any form of support. Hopefully, it's going to be a good movie. It's at least a fun movie. That's all I'm hoping for. And, I mean, who knows? If it starts like a franchise, sure.
I mean, the Mortal Kombat movie that came out in 2021 was very mid, and it's getting a sequel with Carl Urban as Johnny Cage. And if you
that
seen,
looks a lot better.
I mean, it looks a lot better, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, we got a couple more months.
Yeah, we'll wait and see with that one.
Yep.
Cause,
yeah.
I like how they have Cole still be a character, and he's just kind of in the background.
Yeah. Anyways, be me, boy, Eli.
See you, Joe.
Yes, have a good one. Peace.